Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Steve. 10 in the morning on KNSS. 7:47 now. Three big things. Three. Governor Kelly is still pushing for a statewide mask mandate as Kansas sets new records for positive COVID-19 tests.
Two.
Sedgwick County Commission votes to censure fellow Commissioner Michael O'Donnell over fake campaign ad.
One.
Tropical Storm Zeta rumbles across the southeast U.S. At least one storm-related death and a couple of million people without power this morning. Three big things, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
Have some very heavy traffic westbound too, but mostly eastbound on Kellogg over by Seneca and Meridian. So watch out for some places where we got traffic fairly heavy out there. Conditions, roadways are wet this morning, but they're not frozen. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman. And online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Clearing and breezy today. Rain moving out of the area to the south with a high of 50 degrees. Mostly clear and cool tonight. The overnight low 30. Friday sunny. Tomorrow's high 56 degrees. Now cloudy. North wind gusting to 29 miles per hour and 42 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. The forefront of combating the coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
This is House Call for Health. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, sits down with the Fox News Rundown podcast to discuss the increase of coronavirus cases across the U.S.
We have a baseline of daily infections. If you look at a weekly average, somewhere around 70,000 cases. That is extraordinarily high and really unacceptable as a baseline one when you're going into a season of the cooler months of the fall and the colder months of the winter.
To listen to more of our interview with Dr. Fauci, go to foxnewspodcasts.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell last week to 751,000, the lowest since March, but a figure that remains historically high and indicates the viral pandemic is still forcing many employers to cut jobs. Rising confirmed virus cases in nearly every state, along with a cutoff in federal aid, threatening to weaken the economy in the coming months. The Dow dropped 943 points Wednesday as surging coronavirus cases in the U.S. and Europe threatened more business shutdowns and pain for the economy. The S&P dropped 119 points, its third straight loss. The NASDAQ Composite slumped 426 points. The selling was widespread. At 96% of stocks in the S&P fell yesterday. Coming up on 7:51, Steve and Ted in the morning. Another tough quarter for Boeing. We're not finding much good news this morning. Here's editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the Boeing company revealed new 737 MAX delivery plans. But what comes next has grown more uncertain. The MAX appears to be approaching recertification. That's good. But the company added a year to the amount of time it expects it'll be needed to deliver the aircraft it already has in storage. CEO David Calhoun says Boeing is determined not to create a bigger problem than they started with. The company had hoped to work through its MAX inventory next year. It'll probably be 2022. Boeing's two top executives spoke to aerospace analyst Wednesday. They said that Boeing has so far made $3.1 billion of payments to airline customers, including $500 million for the 737 MAX global grounding and delayed airplane deliveries. They also said Boeing has a large number of completed but undelivered 787 aircraft in its inventory, and it's working with airline customers to facilitate deliveries. Craig Sharp Homes about to break ground on a $900,000 commercial project in northwest Wichita. Sharp said he closed last month on a one-acre property at K96 and Hoover. He plans to build a 9,000-square-foot warehouse for his own office and storage space. He'll also lease out a portion to another tenant. Sharp says there will be a lot of growth in northwest Wichita. That's where most of his work is being done. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, it's day four of the Ted Woodward COVID comeback here on KNSS.
COVID comeback, yeah. Going strong.
He decided to name it that, right, Ted?
Well, you got to brand it, yeah.
You got to have a brand.
You bet, yeah.
For recovery from the COVID. But Ted's he's our poster boy for a COVID comeback right there.
And he's the COVID comeback kid.
I love alliteration. COVID comeback kid. How about that, Ted? You go for that?
I'm trying.
And I hope you have. Yep. You had a chance to get, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't even address this. But, Ted, have you had a chance to do any grooming as far as maybe getting a haircut or something like that?
Not yet. Okay. I did trim up the mustache and the beard a little bit.
I think he looks great, kind of scruffy like that.
Scruffy? That's not the word for it.
It's close.
It's just like if he'd just crawled out of a cave with a big club over his shoulder.
Yeah. It has rugged good looks is what I call it.
There you go.
It looked like Rasputin the Mad Monk there or something.
But I've never had a look like this. I'm trying something
new.
I know.
Have you ever seen that movie, Enemy of the People? I believe it was the name of it, with one of the last movies that Steve McQueen did, A Real Stinko. And he was some sort of a bomb-throwing anarchist. Do you remember ever see that, Ted? And he had his hair all grown out like that.
I don't know if I've seen that.
He wore glasses, and it was just a terrible movie. But okay. Well, you look a little bit like that. Anyway. If you go out, he went to the store yesterday, Bill, okay?
That's great.
Yeah. So that explains that police call we heard about Neanderthal man on aisle 6. So,
there you go.
Right. Ted, I'm giving you a little.
You leave the COVID comeback kid alone.
Yeah, I better.
I'm telling you.
I think his ratings are, his surveys are showing him a lot more popular than me, so I'm just going to show
you. There you go. Yeah.
National Cat Day today. Perfect day to give extra attention to your feline friends.
Oh,
by the way,
man.
Ted, do you still have your cat, Ted?
Yeah, she's back with me.
Okay, did they bring her up to the hospital with you or not?
No. I missed her for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. And we had cats around my house when my kids were growing up. If there was a stray, my daughter would bring it home. And at one time, we had three or four of them around.
Oh
there.
Boy.
Yeah. So we're cat people. We're cat people. We're not anymore. But and I know that, Bill, you're not a cat person. You're allergic.
Not a cat guy. Allergic, yeah.
But you did have the fish, right?
Oh, yeah. Cheeseburger and John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
May they rest in peace.
May they rest in peace.
May they rest in peace. That's right.
All right. Okay, so did they show much affection to fish? I mean.
They did. They would come to the front and wave at me. And
really?
Okay. They would swim around in formation and
yeah.
Had a lot of fun things.
Did you play special music for them in the aquarium there? Or anything?
I did. Oddly enough, they loved the hard metal stuff, the AC/DC. They just couldn't get enough of that stuff.
Heavy metal goldfish, Bill.
Heavy metal goldfish.
That's strange. All right. Thank you, guys, on National Cat Day. 7:55 now, coming up 8 o'clock, top of the hour. Steve and Ted, stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning on KNSS. We're tracking Hurricane Zeta across the southeast. Ted Woodward has sports coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. All right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll have a preview of the Chiefs game. Our Minute with Mitch coming up in sports in the 8 o'clock hour.
Jad's going to bring us some entertainment news, right, Jad?
That's right. A reality television star under fire for a trip in the global pandemic. We'll talk about that coming up on the Blur.
Uh-oh. Plus, we've got traffic and weather on the way. The 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us, Steve and Ted, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Get Wichita Business Journal updates on KNSS, presented by Hefner's TV and Electronics.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.